Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, if this is your first time on the show, this is where we give our weekly news summary, you know, summary show of all of the week, the weekly news. So, just wanted to start that off. And you can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank on this, but this, my friends, is Black History Month. Since it's our first show in Black History Month, you know, I like to start it off with a little bit of Black History, you know, just kind of a Black History, I don't like to call it Black History facts, but just some moments in Black History. But before I go to that, I want to tell you on this program, the Obama Foundation released a 2-minute video asking for your ideas on how to make the Obama Library more fulfilling, make it better. So they're asking for your ideas and your opinions. So we have that news story. And Tamron Hall is leaving NBC. She actually resigned, but we'll talk about that later. And the African Union said to the U.S., you took our people as slaves, but aren't taking refugees. That was released by the head of the African Union, and a federal judge orders the Trump administration that they must allow immigrant visa holders into the country. And by the way, Oprah Winfrey is now joining 60 Minutes. Now, we have that this weekend, court, and much more, but I want to welcome you again onto the show. Now, again, if this is your first time here, our weekly news wrap-up show, or I would like to say news summary show. I guess I can put it that way. Now, as far as this being Black History Month, you know, I always like to speak about, you know, on our first Black History show of the month, kind of historically, I normally like to remind people of who John Dove is. Now, John Dove, the physicist John Dove, is the inventor of the technology, laser light technology, that actually helps run the CD-ROM, DVD, laser light data storage systems that we have. It was John Dove who actually created that. Now, he created it in 1968. He worked at the government offices at Rome Labs, and he had a great career in a lot of other inventions, but I just want to kind of start with him because he was a great guy. He has passed away, but, you know, John Dove was actually a great guy, and I consider him a great guy and a great person. So to John Dove and his family, hopefully everyone like the Sonys of the world are still, you know, willing to pay him royalties for his invention, but from him inventing the technology. But all of our technology generally is based on that technology, and I want to make sure I start off our Black History Month with that story. All right, now, our first story, the news that Tamron Hall is leaving NBC after 10 years with the net, after 10 years with the network, when her contract expires later this month had caused an outrage amongst many on social media. Now, she already did her last show, but she told them that she wasn't renewing and she was leaving. Now, that's due in large part to the fact that, you know, Hall's decision comes 1 week after she was told by NBC that they would be canceling her time slot on the Today Show to make room for a former Fox News anchor who joined the network, or who will join the network later this year. Now, there is still no word on where Tamron will be heading, or Tamron Hall will be heading, I don't know Tamron, and how long she might have to stay off the air due to her non-compete clause in her NBC contract. But I'm sure since her contract expires that, anyway. Now, in a statement on Wednesday, Hall did thank everyone at the network for all they had done for her over the years. She said, "The last 10 years have been beyond anything I could imagine, and I'm grateful. I'm also excited about the next chapter. To all my great colleagues, I'll miss you, and I'll be rooting for you," is what the anchor and journalist has said. So this means her NBC slot on the Today Show, she's gone from that, and MSNBC, so she won't be sitting in on either of those. So just as a bad note to start off Black History Month, NBC is clearing all of the color off of their news channels for some reason. So, NBC, don't worry about me. I won't be watching your network. Just wanted to share that. And shout out to Tamron Hall for keeping it classy. Now, in the fourth close call this year, there's another asteroid that will be flying between Earth and the moon tonight. Now, it was just recently discovered this week. It's dubbed the Asteroid 2017 BS-32. Now, the space rock is believed to be between 1 and 11 meters, or 36 and 82 feet, or around the size of a double-decker bus. It will pass closest to Earth, you know, I said tonight, but it passed at around 3:30 Eastern, about 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I don't know where you were in the world at that time. But coming twice as close to Earth as the moon, by the way. It's in between the Earth and the moon. And the next close approach to Earth is expected on December 28, 2017. That's of the same asteroid, because it's making a loop around the sun like we are. Now, the closest the approach was a distance of 100,214 miles, moving at 7.1 miles per second. Now, if you want to know how fast that is, I know, hold on to your seats or wherever you're standing, just buckle down a little bit. But if you don't know, the Earth is moving at 19 miles per second. So what this means in real time, it's about 67,000 miles an hour. Don't want to give you a headache on that, but that's how fast the Earth is moving. Okay, just thought I'd give you facts in this Black History Month, and that's not a Black History fact. All right, now, ibuprofen doesn't work for back pain, according to a new study. Only 1 in 6 feel any benefit from taking the drug. And exercise is the only effective treatment. This is what researchers from the George Institute of Global Health in Australia claims. The finding highlights the urgent need to look elsewhere for treatments to cure a common cause of back pain in adults. So they're saying if your back hurts, do some exercise. I don't know if most people agree with this, but I'm just doing the news. A representative from the African Union met for a two-day summit in Addis Ababa, during which time the head of the AU criticized Donald Trump, his recent immigration and refugee ban, calling it one of the greatest challenges for the African continent. the very country to which many of our people were taken as slaves during the transatlantic slave trade, has now decided to ban refugees from some of our countries. This is what the African Union, the statement in which also stated that the African Union was entering a very turbulent time since the election of the newest president of the United States. Now, the UN Secretary General also addressed the AU, praising them for opening their borders to refugees. African nations are among the world's largest and most generous host of refugees, was said by Antonio Guterres, who was attending the summit in Ethiopia for the first time in his new position as Secretary General. African borders remain open to those who need protection when so many borders are closed, even in the most developed countries in the world. Okay, I just want to say the UN Secretary General took a shot at the U.S., and we're not even mad at him. Now, the Obama Foundation released a two-minute video in which the now former First Lady asked for help in shaping their legacy in the form of the library. She said that we want to invite you to help us with just one of the projects that we're excited to work on. Former President Barack Obama said directing anyone with ideas to go through the Obama.org website. It's www, their new website, Obama.org. He said, send us your ideas, your hopes, your beliefs, and what we can achieve together. The First Lady said, tell us about the young leaders, companies, and organizations that inspire you. This will be the President Center. This will be your Presidential Center just as much as it is ours. The work of perfecting our union is never finished, and we look forward to joining you in the efforts as fellow citizens. So the President and First Lady joined as a joint message from Obama.org is asking you to give them some insight on whatever you think is needed in the Presidential Library, which is located in Chicago, by the way. I'm not sure when the opening date is, but I'm sure I'll let you know. All right, now, Washington has become the first state to sue Trump over an un-American and unlawful immigration ban. Washington State Attorney General declared that he was suing the president over his temporary order, which affects seven countries with majority Muslim populations. Now, before he was able to do that, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration that they must allow immigrants, visa holders, in. So the Tuesday ruling by U.S. District Judge Andre Baroli Jr. follows the decision by federal judges in at least four other states that also limited the executive order of Trump that he issued last week. So that ball started rolling a while ago. Now the states are starting to kick in and joining the lawsuit with many other companies. So we'll see how this goes. Now, Director James Cameron has branded Trump and the new White House team as insane and idiotic in a scathing interview. Now, Cameron, who is an environmental activist, said that he is most concerned Trump will undo positive steps taken in recent years to fight climate change. He said, years ago, we sort of spotted the iceberg ahead of us, and we called out the order to turn, and we've been turning slowly, 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 trying to turn this big A ship to not hit an iceberg. And then Trump grabs the tiller and just plunges it right back in the center of the iceberg, is what Cameron said. See, I wasn't going to curse. That's why I laughed that he actually said that. He said, so I'm worried, of course. I'm like anyone of good conscience and reasonable intelligence. I think he just said that they weren't of good conscience and reasonable intelligence. But that was Director James Cameron you know, the guy from Avatar fame and the Terminator stuff, or I won't go through his Terminator stuff. But anyway, Avatar, I'll give him credit for that one. Now, an 8-year-old girl and a Navy SEAL Team 6 member have been named after they were killed in Trump's first military raid as president, in which officials have said almost everything went wrong. Now, the girl, who's known as Nora, was among the non-combat killed in the raid, which resulted in the death of several Yemeni women and children. Now, it involved boots on the ground at an Al-Qaeda camp near south central Yemen. Officials said that the president's first strike, almost everything went wrong. There was other reports that said that there was, they assumed that the kids was in with their teacher when the U.S. forces just came in and started shooting. So we are going to take a look and make sure that we stay on top of this news story, just to say, if, you know, there's going to be any kind of federal investigation on congressional side, I'd be curious. But again, Obama, 13 investigations, $14 million spent, and 4 Americans died. This time, 2 Americans die in his first 2 weeks, in office, and from an attack that he actually approved and authorized. Let's see what kind of investigations we get from that. I'm sure it's not going to be any. Now, the U.S. Treasury Department eased some economic sanctions against Russia, specifically licensing cybersecurity sales to Russian Federation Security Service, or the FSB, the successor of the KGB. Again, I don't know how long we're going to have to go before there's an investigation. But before I go any farther, let me bring in the commish, Kathleen, to see how she's doing before I laugh my way through the news. I was trying really hard to kind of keep it straight, but I was reading ahead and saw some craziness going on in the White House. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. I'm good. I said, okay, should I bring Kathleen on the craziness? But, hey, you're just going to have to jump in here with me.
You know, I was listening, you know, I felt like I was playing double dutch. I was listening to, like, okay, which one should I jump in on?
It's too much, isn't it? Isn't it just too much?
It is. Ronnie was telling me she heard somebody say on the news today, do not let this crazy man exhaust you. Do not allow him and his antics and his constant barrage of the media, the news, the everything, his lies, his everything else, to just exhaust you trying to keep up with what the heck is going on. I mean, it's almost like people don't want to go to sleep because they're afraid of what might happen in the morning. But,
right.
You got to pray, go to sleep, and trust that all will be well when you open your eyes in the morning and keep it moving. Really?
That is such a bad statement to make, though. It's like we have to do that. I think everybody knows.
I
think everybody knows that he's not right.
I just want to share this, which I thought was so incredible. And you know this, every Wednesday night I go to Bible study. And it used to be that Bible study started at 7, and from 7 to 8 it would be prayer. And then from 8 to 9 we would have, a real Bible study in exchange with the pastor would present whatever he was presenting, and then we'd all have conversation. Well, in the first week of this year, right after the inauguration, he said he canceled Bible study, and it is now solely prayer.
No time to study right now. Yeah, before you can go any farther to study anything, we really need to pray.
We don't need to study. And they don't call it, and he doesn't even call it prayer really anymore. Last night it went, he's like, yo, this is battle, you know, because we were standing up for a while, and people start sitting down, and he's like, listen, warriors, get up. This is not a joke.
Oh, no.
This is not a game. Get you out of right. some stamina and determination, and you need to, you know, storm the throne. So I'm just sharing that for any folks that are listening, that you know what's happening out here. Get to your Bible studies and your churches, really, because this is really some serious stuff right here.
Yeah. Now, you know, we do have to stay vigilant on this guy, and so don't let it wear you out. Just kind of add on to his craziness. I think he is going to wig out in about, I give him about a month and a half now. You notice I keep pulling that back, right? I thought it would take longer, but he's not going to be able to go long without people liking him. And his craziness is not going to play well, because once he starts getting tied up in court, he's going to pull back on his executive orders too. So I am just kind of waiting and counting down the impeachment trial stuff. You know what I mean? Like, he was at the National Prayer Breakfast, and he said, pray for Celebrity Apprentice, the TV show, where he's executive director. I mean, not executive director. What do you call it? He's the executive producer. And the problem is, as president, you can't stir business towards yourself as president. And he just did that today.
Again.
And I think that
that's not the first one.
Yes. He did it again. So,
but you are joking, right? You don't really seriously mean that at the National Prayer Breakfast. He said, "Pray for Celebrity Apprentice." You are joking.
Well, what he said was the ratings were low, and you know, since he's not there, Arnold's there. So he said, "Pray for Arnold and pray for their ratings." He did say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did I scream? Please excuse me, Jerome.
No, that's not a problem.
Jerome's audience.
What? No, because they're probably screaming too. So, you know, we all get to scream together. We like the real time effect of that.
Hey, well,
yeah.
Anybody who heard me just a minute ago, we are not praying for Celebrity Apprentice at church. Just you can use your imagination to know what we're praying about. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying.
Oh, my
now,
God.
You know, I think I mentioned this to you. You know, Carol Bryant, who was 21, she was the wife of the man, one of the men who was arrested for killing Emmett Till. Now, if you don't know the story, Emmett Till came into a store to buy 2-cent piece of bubble gum in August. You know, so it was a hot day outside. 14-year-old kid comes in, buy a 2-cent piece of bubble gum. Carol Bryant was working at the store. She said that, of course, we know the story that supposedly he whistled at a white woman and he was killed. She
murdered.
Said her, yeah, he was murdered. Now, in her testimony, she told the court that she couldn't bring herself to say the unprintable word that he said to her, only that he told her that he had done something with a white woman before. That's what she testified. And then she added, I was just scared to death. Now, a 14-year-old buying 2-cent piece of bubble gum, white woman 21, said that about him hitting on her. Now, at the time, Mississippi had convicted very few white-on-black crime, just convictions that led to, they led the nation in lynching. So that was Mississippi at the time. So Timothy Tyson, the author of The Blood of Emmett Till, spoke to Carolyn in 2007, who has since divorced and married twice more and is the mother of 2 children, who is now 83, I think. She said regarding her statement that Emmett Till grabbed and verbally abused her was simply, that part was not true. That's according to the author of this book. She claimed that she doesn't remember anything else about the evening. But Carolyn told him nothing Emmett could have done would have justified his death, and that she feels a tender sorrow for his mother. Now, Carolyn said that losing her own son helped her to understand and sympathize with the grief of Emmett's mother, that the grief that she felt. So, you know, the response already came back. Emmett Till's cousin, Reverend Wheeler Parker, said, "My family thinks she is trying to make money, but being a preacher, I think she's trying to find her way to go to heaven." I say, just like the Supreme Court nominee, filibuster. That one. That's just kind of all I have to say about it. I have to make light on it because I would either curse or make light of it. Kathleen, I'm going to let you curse because, you know, technically I would probably go a whole lot farther. But since you have better restraint than me, I'm going to let you have it.
I saw the interview. Who was interviewing him? He was on the Today Show, being interviewed by Gayle King, Charlie Rose, and whoever the other woman is. And I'll just say this: I was happier to hear direct from the author of the book than I was to hear the questions from Gayle King and Charlie Rose. I was screaming at the television and decided that I would never watch the two of them again if I didn't have to.
You know, that happened with me with them too, by the way. I just wanted to add that in. You're not the only one.
But I heard, as I listened to the gentleman talk about Emmett Till, very fondly, by the way, and you could tell even as the author, he was trying to offer restraint as he just shared about this book that he was able to write about his story. But all I really want to say about that right now is tell me something I didn't know. You know, I mean,
right.
Do we really need for this man to write this book in order for us to finally get it that this white woman was lying on him? I mean, which one of us did not know this already? What, you know, and so now, I agree with the, if she is getting a dime from the proceeds of this book, I want to know so I can be sure to never, ever read it. And even in her 80s, unless she has Alzheimer's or something, which I don't believe because she's now telling a partial truth, she's still not giving the man the honor of his name. If I were Emmett's mother, I would tell her, as they do from the, you know, straight out the street, get my name out your mouth.
Yes,
in my best Christian voice.
Mm-hmm.
All I would be able to say, because unless you are going to say I lied, he did not do that, and I was swept up in the, you know, the times with racism and so on and so forth, and somebody saw me smiling at him or whatever, this cute little black boy, and I felt like I needed to come up with something, but I lied and I caused this man's death, and I feel horrible about it, and beg his mother's forgiveness. That's all she needed to say. But this other nothing, he didn't say that part, but he might have said this, but it's a lie. And I don't need
right.
a book to tell me a half-truth this many years later.
Well, here's the backstory on that. You know, the guy who killed them died. So now she felt like she wanted to speak. So, you know, although I have no sympathy for her at all.
The husband? Her husband at the time?
Her husband died. Emmett Till's mother died in 2007. The thing that throws me is that when something happens, usually in the black community, especially when it's involving Europeans, that we normally say stuff like, all we want is the truth, right? In this case, we don't really even need it. Like, I never take that case because we knew she was lying, but you know, when people say that, people kind of hide behind their Christianity by saying, you know, all we want is the truth and blah, 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 we will feel some kind of way. Nobody feels better. She's 82, and unless she is going to accept some type of punishment, then nobody wants to hear from her. I mean, just, and she said she's been in, well, the author said she's been in hiding for the last 5 decades. Well, hide 5 more. Right, it ain't going to hurt you. Right, she obviously wasn't hiding that good. She had got married a couple more times and had kids, so she wasn't really hiding.
So and hiding what?
Yeah,
if she wasn't lying and
right.
Everything else, then what was she hiding for?
Mhm. Now, well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I just want to go to your Gayle King and Charlie Rose thing on CBS. With the with Tamron Hall essentially being fired, there, Al Roker and Tamron Hall had really high ratings at that time of day in the Today Show when they moved them out. So she didn't renew her contract. She left, right? With all of this adjustment in news, they're watering down people of color, or black folks in particular, in all of these news companies. And so Oprah Winfrey has just been brought on as a special contributor to 60 Minutes. And if she does anything that Gayle King does on there, it is going to do us no good. Right? I don't think Oprah Winfrey really addressed people of color generally. Women's issues, fine. Like, she has gone above and beyond on women's issues. But Oprah Winfrey is not going to give you an opinion. I don't think Tamron did that at all either. I can't say that about her. But it's interesting to me that we are whitening up our news. So I guess that was supposed to be good news that Oprah is now going to CBS, where
when did we unwhiten the news?
Okay.
Yeah.
We didn't ever unwhiten it. But they're actually getting conservative. The news has always been white news. It is now getting more conservative. So that's more problematic. It's not even remotely liberal. They're not even masking it anymore. That's what the issue is. So I don't want to be too cynical, because the news has always been, whether it's been ABC News as a network, ABC as a network, bringing on racist Paula Deen on Dancing with the Stars and Ryan Lochte. It's always about somehow bringing more, making really racist, crazy people palatable to the mainstream audience. So they do that on that news station. You know, I think ABC News cuts into all the Trump stuff, and they always have since he was running for office. They ran it like it was Trump Central, too. ABC News did. NBC, ever since they fired Keith Olbermann, you know, now they have Greta Van Susteren and another Megyn Kelly from Fox News on NBC and MSNBC, and that's problematic. I thought since they bought Lion Peter, what's his name? Is it Peter, not Peter Jennings, I'm sorry, I don't want to sully Peter Jennings' name. Lion Brian Williams on to MSNBC. I thought that that was a shot in the face. But, you know, with him and Nicole Wallace, who was crazy, who used to be on The View, is on the show with Brian Williams, there's something to be said, and somebody needs to say something. So you have, you know, people like Keith Olbermann, who was fired when Comcast bought NBC, and we watch what NBC has been doing, getting rid of Melissa Harris-Perry. Any thought that had to do that was outside of mainstream European thought, culture, and thought, all of that stuff has been wiped off of MSNBC. Now, CBS does not have a cable news network. CBS, the reason that CBS doesn't have one, by the way, in case you're wondering, is that CBS actually vested in cable news way before everybody else, and then they lost their shirt, and so they never actually got back into cable news. That's why people like Fox and MSNBC, which was a partnership with Microsoft, and you know, that's why those guys jumped in it. But CBS News never did. Now ABC News, owned by Disney, owns ESPN, and all these other networks. Those guys are all in cable. But CBS really isn't. So I thought I'd say all of that just to give you a perspective of why I say across the board it is news is going to be tough for people of color generally to absorb because you don't know, you won't know what the truth is. So, you know, in the words of Denzel Washington, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read it, you're misinformed. There is a fine line in here someplace. So I'm not telling you not to read it, and I'm not telling you to read it. But that was Denzel Washington. Much respect to Denzel. My newfound respect for him. I hated on him for a long time. By the way, I wouldn't say hated on him. Had much respect for him. Just Kai and everybody else and one of my counselors in college or one of my academic counselors. All big Denzel fans. Anywho, all right, I think we'll move on to the news show. You're listening to Esprinet News. You can call it and join us, 909-265-9189. I want to say hey to everyone on the line. If you want to hit one and come in, that is perfectly fine. I'm going to stop talking about Denzel. And we're going to go on to some more news. Now, I'll leave it in Hollywood for a second. Megan Good said that Trump is a child of God, so I'm just going to pray for him. And she said at the end of the day, he's still a human being. Now,
who?
I'm having a problem with Megan Good.
She said, who is a child of God?
She said, Donald Trump is still a child of God. I'm going to pray for him. At the end of the day, he's a human being. And I don't accept and am not okay with a lot of stuff that's been going on, but he's still a human being and a child of God, is her quote. Now, I want to say this, anybody listening to this nonsense, stop listening to entertainers to give you some kind of political direction. And, I mean, she's an adult and she can say what she wants to, but don't listen to that nonsense, right? If you're praying for the guy who is really trying to hurt you, you can do that in a spiritual sense, but you cannot help them, and don't turn your back and don't sit by idle. That's all I'm asking. It's not a call to be passive. All right.
Right.
Just wanted to share that. Comedian Samantha Bee, she was on The Daily Show with I'm trying to think if she was on Colbert's show or was she on The Daily Show? I think she was on Colbert's show. Now, she's set to steal some of Trump's spotlight. You know how they do the White House Correspondents' Dinner every year that Obama knocks out the box? She created an event called the White House Correspondents' Dinner so that she can roast Trump for the whole show. Mm-hmm. She said, we want to continue the tradition. We're not going to supersede it. We just want to be there just in case something happens or it doesn't happen. She said that to ensure that we get a proper roast on the president, because Donald Trump may cancel that doggone thing so that he won't go, but she's saying they're still going to roast him. So she had an idea for a gala, and it's called the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I think that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought I'd share that. All right. Now, a former U.S. Santa Cruz student has won one of the largest rape settlements ever after claims that she was raped by her professor. Now, her attorneys announced that the university agreed to pay $1.15 million to settle the lawsuit, to settle before the civil lawsuit or criminal charges were filed. Now, the settlement is one of the largest Title IX settlements in history, was granted for what she claims was a failure to address previous allegations of sexual harassment and sexual violence by the professor. She reported the allegations to her school, but says the University of California at Santa Cruz tried to minimize the assault. What happened is that this guy gave her, you know, alcohol and got her drunk, she and another friend. and sexually assaulted them when she passed out. So she reported it like she was supposed to, and they really did nothing, and they just really just settled it. Now, that was one of the highest, but just for the record, one of the few rape settlements to top hers was the University of Colorado at Boulder, following allegations that a female student had been raped by football players at a friend's off-campus apartment. That university settled for $2.5 million. So it wasn't the highest, but it was actually pretty high for that assault. On a retired four-star general, Air Force general, who bullied lower-ranked female officers into sex, is demoted. Now, Air Force General Arthur retired in January in 2010, but following an investigation into a complaint filed by a former subordinate, the Air Force has demoted him to Major General. Now, if you didn't follow this, he is retired, but they still get their salaries based upon their retirement, their pension from the military. So since he was demoted, not brought up on charges, mind you, but just demoted, he's going to get less in his retirement. I think that was supposed to be punishment. That's what I'm taking from this. Now, a middle school teacher is fighting to keep her job after it was revealed that she was an adult film actress in at least 16 productions. Now, I'm not going to say her name, but she taught sixth grade at a young woman's science technical engineering and math academy in Dallas, Texas, and was placed on administrative leave in late November. She was forced, she said that she was forced into it more than a decade ago and has since received her master's degree, and she has worked as a teacher. Now, as my little two cents, Commish, you don't have to jump in on this. For my little two cents, I want to say I don't think they should fire her for that. If it was that long ago, well, never mind. They shouldn't fire for that. She earned her master's degree, so she's qualified to be there. I don't think your past employment, never mind. I'm going to let that go. All right, now, recently, notice how I tried to skip over that. Just didn't want to go into that too much farther. You know, if Lil' Key was here, never mind. We won't do that. All right, so recently, Charles Barkley ripped into LeBron James, calling him inappropriate and whiny because he told reporters that his team needed a playmaker. So ESPN is reporting that LeBron James said that, "I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that." He said, "I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had an unpaid debt in Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model, and I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all night partying. I've done for my entire career, all I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble, respect the game, and print that," is what LeBron said. Now, I started to put this up on Black Crime, but technically, I was going to do a show. I don't think that – I think Charles Barkley needed to be cussed out. That's all I wanted to say about that. Did you hear about that story, Kathleen?
No, I didn't hear about it, but I'm certainly not surprised. Well, we have to say hello to Sean, who just came in from seeing Hamilton.
Sean. Uh-oh. Hey, Sean.
He went to see Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
And I'm, like, so jealous right now. How was it?
Incredible.
No, you don't know when you get tickets to Hamilton and Sean gets to go.
Hey, you know, you got to have a hookup, Kathleen. That's all we're saying. You just got to have the hookup sometimes.
Okay, all right. I'm happy he got to win. I'm just sorry I didn't get to go, you know.
Okay. I know. Don't hate on him. We were just talking about
I'm
Black on Black Crime.
I'm hating
that Barkley
on him.
The irony of us doing a story on hating, and then you just hate on Sean when he went to see Hamilton. Man. You know,
he came in right on the dime.
Right doing the hate. Right doing the hate.
He bought me a Playbill. Oh, my gosh.
And I bought you a notebook.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I got gifts from Hamilton.
Oh, look at you. Okay. See, now you can go. He'll probably sneak you in the back door next time.
I was hating on you, and I stopped hating on him right now. He bought
Thank
me gifts.
You.
Thank you.
No, Hamilton.
Yeah, see.
It's real famous.
Don't make me throw a flag on you for that. Now, you know, also on the LeBron story, he went on to dare Barkley to say all those things to his face. So he said, if this makes him want to talk to me, the schedule is out there. He knows every road arena I'll be in. Just don't come up to me at All-Star and shake my hand and smile. Now, James did not mention Barkley's other arrest, which included the 2008 arrest when he was stopped for DUI, and he told an officer he had driven through a stop sign because he was in a hurry to have oral sex with some woman in the car with him. That's what he told them during the stop. But LeBron didn't throw that out there. That is just another fact that Barkley should just stop throwing stones. That's all I want to say. He has too much garbage. He shouldn't throw stones. He's like the last one that pretty much should do that. Now, you know, in the vein of Black History Month, I know I didn't do this story, but, you know, Google paid homage to Betsy Coleman, whose birthday was last week. Coleman was the first African-American and Native American to hold a pilot's license and international pilot's license. She said, the air is the only place free from prejudice. I knew we had no aviators, neither men nor women, and I knew race needed to be represented along this most important line. So I thought it was my duty to risk my life to learn aviation, is what Betsy Coleman said. Now, I understand that, but aviation was really new back then. I don't know if I would have did that. She is a brave soul, but I don't know if I would have wanted to fly. Because there was nobody else flying.
Wow.
I know. That was just interesting to me. Now, the universe is expanding faster than expected. Now, and astronomers say something beyond our current knowledge is causing it. So new measurements from the Hubble telescope has revealed a discrepancy between the new number and the recent estimates, and researchers say that a new physics can be at play. Now, here's what I hear out of that story. They don't know nothing. Finally, scientists are going, you know what? What we thought we knew, we didn't know. And they don't know nothing. All right. Now, I don't know if I did this story, but, you know, before President Obama left, he defied the wishes of Republicans and sent hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority in his last hours in office. And the opposition in Congress tried to block this $221 million in funds. But the former president pushed it through in the last minute, I mean hours before the swearing in. He actually gave the money for political reform and governance, as well as humanitarian aid in the West Bank and Gaza, according to reports. He also released money for climate change programs, which received $4 million, and $1.25 million was distributed to various United Nations organizations and agencies. The cash will be spent on ozone protection and stopping sexual exploitation. So, he got it. He did get in a parting shot that wasn't really reported on, but I just wanted to put that out there. You know, the president
nice.
Did take a shot. Yeah, that was nice that he was able to do that. Now, a Georgia police chief is said to be the first in the South to apologize for his agency's role in the 1940 lynching of a black teenage boy. Now, in a move that is believed to be the first in the South, the police chief said that he's planning to make a public apology for his agency in the role of lynching somewhere 75 years ago in 1940s. I don't know who in particular that he's talking about, but, you know. And I don't know if we feel any better about this. Like we said before in the Emmett Till story,
yeah.
I don't know if that's going to make anybody feel any better. That I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, because technically they need to be. What'd you say?
No, I said, I hear you. It's just that we all know that there were so many, you know.
Yeah. But they,
so.
I think even if they compensated the families, they need to take responsibility for this instead of acting like nothing happened.
Did they compensate the family?
No. But that was my point. I said they should be compensating the family. But apparently they kind of feel like they need to apologize first. Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Now, the world's greatest entertainer, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, wants the world to know that she sees herself as a black woman, and there's nothing anybody can do to change it. Now, in her interview with Rolling Stone, she covers a wide range of topics, from her battle with depression and drug addiction, her sexual assault by a complete stranger at the age of 14, and being entered into a residential therapy program at 15, and she tried to kill herself multiple times. She said, I consider myself black. Dad would look at me in my eyes, and he pointed his finger at me and said, said that you're black, be proud of your roots. And she said, I said, okay, he's my dad. Why would he lie to me? So I just believe, she believes that. Okay, so let me help Paris with this. You are black. If one of your parents are black, you have EU melanin in you. Just get it out of the way. Europeans don't have EU melanin. They have pale melanin. So if you have EU melanin, yeah, I can go with that. Now, she also said that she believes she broke her silence on her father's passing and insists that he was murdered. She said, absolutely, because it's obvious. All arrows point to that. It sounds like a total conspiracy theory, and it sounds like BS, but all real fans and everybody in the family knows it. It was a setup. It was BS. And 8 years later, Paris does admit that she wants revenge for her loss. She said, I definitely do, but it's a chess game, and I'm trying to play chess, trying to play the chess game the right way. And that's all I can say about it right now. So there you have it. And I wanted to make sure I did that story because Paris Jackson, I know she's been getting a lot of flack about a lot of things, but I am glad that she gets to make her statement and say what needs to be said.
Yeah, me too. Smart young woman.
You know, yes. She should finally get a chance to say. What'd you say?
That's like her father.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there. You know, and although I've seen a lot of the internet stuff about, you know, her saying that, and she did kind of get back at Wendy Williams for making some kind of smart little comment. Leave that girl alone. Now, I will rag on Wendy Williams all day, but that is not necessary. The girl's 21. Leave her alone. All right, now, in Florida, Florida Circuit Judge Mark Hawsley III is the subject of an investigation over allegations that he made sexist and racially insensitive comments from the bench. He abruptly resigned his Jacksonville area judgeship on the eve of the start of a highly unusual impeachment investigation by the legislature. So Hawsley, who is 66, was already the focus of a probe of this Judicial Qualifications Commission for having allegedly called a female staff attorney the B word and the C word, and for saying blacks should get back on a ship and go back to Africa. He was also accused of using demeaning language towards women lawyers on his staff, comparing them to cheerleaders who talked during the national anthem. I don't know what that means. According to the former complaint, he tried to influence what the judicial assistant would tell that Judicial Qualifications Committee in its investigation, so he resigned when he got caught.
Hallelujah.
Well, I think he should go to jail. You know, when somebody's found out to be racist and biased like that, I think that their cases need to be reviewed. I'm not sure if that's
his resignation doesn't stop all that, does it?
His what?
His resignation does not cause any kind of investigation into his biases to cease.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. The Judicial Qualifications Committee was just, they were investigating him to impeach him. But since he resigned, mm-hmm. they can't impeach him, so maybe they would stop the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But my mm-hmm. point is that if someone is sitting in jail because he has a bias, you know, that whole go back to Africa stuff, I'm sure if somebody can prove during the trial that he was biased, then I would think that should be, not that it's grounds for appeal, but it should be.
Overturn. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is. And certainly they need to do it because there won't be any pardons from this administration.
Not at all. Matter of fact, this administration should be filling up the jails with their staff, so that technically they won't be pardoning more than contributing, because I think that
mm-hmm.
they're going to be hitting down that road in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Now, a high school student was awarded $1.25 million after she was denied a bathroom break, and she was told to urinate in a bucket. Now, the San Diego Unified School District has been ordered to pay more than $1.2 million in damages to a teenage girl after she requested a bathroom break and she was just denied. Now, if you're going to deny a bathroom break, why would you give the little girl a bucket? That's my thing. And they need to lose that.
Are we going to do this one on black or white?
No, but we should. We should.
Oh, okay.
I know the answer to the question. Should I have done black or white on this one?
I think so, because I don't know the answer to it, and I'm just sitting over here chomping at the bit.
Because you would think San Diego, it could go either way. Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
I can't tell you what the student was. I can tell you what the teacher is. Because the student was, they wouldn't release the name, obviously, and they wouldn't show a picture of the student. I can tell you what the teacher is, though. We can
mm-hmm.
guess what the student is, but I can tell you what the teacher is.
I know what the teacher is, and I know what the student is. Because otherwise,
okay, well.
it would have been headlining news on every channel.
Oh, no doubt.
And anything else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, you know, in other teacher news, a teacher who was accused of kissing a first grade student says his tongue fell into the child's mouth. He's 49 years old, was at Luskin Elementary School in Houston, and he was accused of inappropriate contact with three students. Now, I don't know the law, but I want to say that is kind of like, I would want to put that in an assault case. You know, more than inappropriate contact. I know it might be a legal thing, but you're an adult.
No, you could put that in black or white too. Come on.
We should just really just play it up. We should really just play black or white on that one, shouldn't we? Oh, I have a black or white for you. A driver who owes more than $600,082 of overall unpaid parking tolls and fees from the Lincoln Tunnel was arrested in New Jersey. Port Authority cops said that the man alone almost this other man had almost like $665,000 in toll. We could play black or white on that one. How much tolls do you actually have to rack up before somebody will actually come get the money?
Okay, well,
now, that would have been...
I'm telling you, they confiscated my Easy Pass when I couldn't pay
Did you get up to $600,000?
No. Toll that I was going through. Because there was no buildup. There was no buildup of money, not even $25. And they confiscated the easy.
Did they really? They said just hand it over?
Yes, they took it.
I didn't know they did that.
They took the easy pass and gave me, wrote up some kind of slip or another where I had to pay the toll. And yeah, immediately.
They took the easy pass at the toll?
They took it. And it made you, you know, pull over to the, they had to pull over to the side so everybody could, you know, look at you as they're driving by. And they made you sit there for
What you looking at? Yeah.
I was just sliding down in the seat. It was turning over. They took it. They took it away.
Man.
And it wasn't even justified. That's the thing. It wasn't even justified. It was just ridiculous.
No, I'm saying I didn't know they did that at all anyway. Because when your Easy Pass stops working, it just doesn't work.
No.
I didn't know they actually physically take it.
Yeah, and
like,
I guess
that just seems
kind of. They would have.
Right. They'd be like, that's okay. We're just going to. Luckily, they just didn't get in the car with you and just drive around and make sure you didn't go through no more tolls. Drop me off at the next toll.
Listen, it was really terrible.
Now,
nothing worked.
Pennsylvania,
lawyer, minister, nurse, none of it.
None of that worked? You ain't see all the credentials? Like, it could have been an emergency.
Nothing. They didn't care.
They got nothing. All right.
Yeah, it was an emergency that they take my easy pass. That's what the emergency was.
Give me that. They're like, you won't need this anymore. You're like, yeah, I do. They're like, no, you won't. All right.
Yeah, that was
a Pennsylvania priest who weighs 230 pounds apologizes after sharing a meme making fun of fat women protesting in D.C. Now, Reverend Patrick McDowell said that he impulsively shared the meme. It showed marchers with the caption, in one day, Trump got more fat women out to walk than more Michelle Obama did in 8 years. This was a priest. Thank you very much on that
note. He was McDowell from Coming to America?
Yes. They don't have the Big Mac, they have the Big Mick. That was that McDowell.
Yeah.
Look, don't blame nothing on James Evans. He did what?
So was Sam Jackson out there with him?
You know what's funny about that? I started a scene, but Sam Jackson cussed too much. I can't even say a line that I can think of that Sam Jackson said that wasn't cussing. It's just kind of how Sam Jackson rolls.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see you again next week. Thanks for joining in on the news, Kathleen. You made the news always go by faster. So thanks for joining and hanging. And stop hating on Sean for Hamilton.
He bought me a fabulous book, so I'm really excited about that.
I'm going to send Sean a note to tell him he needs to downplay Hamilton. Just be like, it was all right. People won't hate on
you. He put the marquee up on his Instagram. He's like really rubbing it in. Like, come on.
Oh, man. See? All right. Well, Sean, just expect your hate to roll in. I just wanted to say that for the record. All right.
You know it's there when your mother's hating on you. That's really rough.
I know. There's always a bad day. When your mother's hating on you, there's something to be said. Right.
Well, we'll see you again.
Which is that? You're happy for him?
Yeah, very happy for him.
Okay. Why you still hating on him? Okay.
No, no, I'm saying that. I'm saying it loud enough for him to hear, so he could take me for you know, Mother's Day, Christmas, whatever.
Oh, right, right. You know what? That's gonna be coming up soon. And tell him, yep. You know what's a good gift for Mother's Day? Hamilton tickets.
Hamilton tickets.
Yes, that would be so nice. All right, well, you guys have fun and enjoy your night. We will see you again next week on the news. See you later, Kathleen.
Good night, Rome.
Good night.